Hey, happy day. President Donald Trump, he's really big into Washington, D.C. with regards to law enforcement, bringing in the troops, don't you know, and saying clean up the streets. He's arresting his gang. They're arresting people all of the time. And the other gang, the bad gang, that'll be the Democrats. They're saying, eek, don't do that. Turn them all loose and get away from here and don't help us. We'll help ourselves, but they can't. They can't. And Trump, he's got so many good ideas when it comes to guns and gun control. Boomity boomity boom boom. I recall years ago when he said, hey, don't you get to shoot back? And you got to shoot back when a bad guy shoots at you and people come into the room with guns. Bad guys. That's what they do. They come into our churches, our concerts, our schools. And you need to be prepared. Concealed carry. A lot of people carry a gun. Apparently, some say, I'll get it, up to 50 million Americans are armed. Good guys are armed. How many bad guys are armed? They don't need permits and they don't care about laws. But the good guys need to be able to protect themselves. Some people have a hard time processing all that information. You walk around with a gun? Ah! But you know what? Good guys don't do bad things. Let's get back to Washington, D.C. He says, this would be the president, I support expanding concealed carry of firearms in Washington, D.C. because Washington has such a huge crime rate with guns, with bad guys, that it's incredible that they've gone after the good guys and said, you guys can't have guns, you can't protect yourself. And now Trump is saying, let's expand this. Come on already. People should be able to fire back. They have it in other states. They feel strongly about it. As you know, I'm in favor of it. People have to protect themselves. I am a Second Amendment person. You walk down the street, a big bad guy comes up to you and hits you or whatever. Doesn't matter how big you are or how much you weigh, you need a gun. And he goes on to say, I'll bet on the guy with a gun 100% of the time. I'm a Second Amendment person all the way. In addition to that, we have what's called Constitutional Concealed Carry Reciprocatory blah, 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 Act. Ah, you know? And that means that a gun license would be treated like a driver's license. You drive across the state line, doesn't matter, you can still do that, whereas with guns and gun licenses, you can't. I mean, I have a concealed permit in California. As soon as I go across the border, oops, I mean, the laws change. And so now I have to go into one of my other permits and different things. I've been carrying a gun for 25 years in America. Now, I'm a dual citizen, so a lot of Canadians they can't process that. They look at me and say, eek, the first couple of times I did it, it was like, I don't know, really was eerie. But after a while, it's like putting on a watch. And you're in charge of protecting your life and the life of others around you. And Canadians still aren't processing that. But they need to. They need to look at it closer and say, hold it. This is a good idea because, again, it always comes back to that simple line. Good people don't do bad things. So hopefully this reciprocatory thing gets passed. And hopefully all these other cities with bad guys in them, like Chicago and Baltimore and so on, that have extreme gun control for good guys, hopefully they come out of the ether as well. Trump is pushing for that. And where there's crime, you need to be able to protect yourself. In Canada, you can't even protect yourself with pepper spray. It's against the law. I mean, that's how crazy it is. So you should have courses. I mean, I don't want some woman in a parkade at 10 o'clock at night. I go to get in my car and she gets scared and shoots me. They need training. Everybody needs training. I get it. Ramble, but I think you're figuring it out. Now, criminals, this is everywhere, but particularly in Canada, on the catch and release program for bad guys. Criminals have more protection from the police and the legal system than the victims do. It's almost at the place where if you own a store and there are people breaking into it and loading up boxes to steal, when the police come, the police soon will be helping them load, right? I mean, that's how bad it is. I spoke to a policeman recently in Canada, in Toronto, and another one in Edmonton, and another one in Vancouver, and they said, you know what, all three had cases where they've arrested guys with fentanyl and other bad drugs, and they say, we go for lunch, and that guy walks into the restaurant after he's been arrested. So catch and release, it's a bad thing. I mean, you almost need citizens on patrol, COP, cop, citizens on patrol, but they should be armed. People need to be armed when you're around these bad guys, but you need support from your system. Going back to the law enforcement people, you need support. It's not just Canada. Of course, the U.S. is almost as bad. And defund the police and all this movement. But you need support from your superiors. Like, I catch a bad guy. For heaven's sakes, don't turn him loose when I'm having lunch. Bah! Hey, Canada's immigration system is interesting, to say the least. They're letting so many people in. They have an open border policy. But Americans are going there. People that say, we don't like guns. We don't like Trump. I defend Trump every hour of every day, I think, particularly with Canadians. They just think he's so horrible. And I say, What? You know, give me an example. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, back to the immigration. So this year so far, 245 refugee claims have come in from America. So there's two schools of thought of that. America, clap, applaud. This is great. You got rid of 245 commies. Canada, you just inherited 245 commies. That adds to your vote, I guess, because you liberals, it's more and more. And Alberta, separate, because you have conservatives there. Don't let these guys move into your place. You know, the Americans are also moving to Malta and even Portugal and seeking residency or citizenship because eek with America. Wow, I think America's doing pretty fine, don't you think? Now, San Francisco. Are you keeping up? I got stuff. Huh? San Francisco. Here's a guy, Alexander Barron, and he owns a two-bedroom apartment, and he listed it on Zillow, and here was his ad. Only MAGA voters and Israel supporters are invited to the open house. San Francisco's interested. It's such a terrible city with regards to so many low-life people. You know, there's needles all over the street and different things and drug people and blah, blah. But people line up 20 deep to rent a place. I mean, the rental market is just, it's overwhelming, really. And here's a guy, he knows all kinds of people will line up to rent it, but he says, you gotta be a Trump supporter and you gotta like Israel or don't show up. It's been determined that's legal. And I'm surprised at that. I mean, maybe the guy's not white. Because of course it should be legal. You should do what you do. Now, hey, I asked my neighbor's kid to paint my porch. And I thought that was kind of okay. I came home at night and he painted my Porsche. Ah, communication, fake news. Hey, y'all come back.